It's been a wonderful journey to be part of. We've seen a bit of the river through the rain, and we've felt, those of us who are on the river, have felt very smug about those who are walking this afternoon. But we've made the same journey, we've come to the same place, and we've come to a place which we all share together as Christians. A place where we see somebody actually giving their lives for what is of most concern to God. That's what we're here to celebrate. Somebody who gave his life because he was convinced nothing mattered more than what mattered to God. And in whatever way we do that, that's how we try to live our lives, and how, please God, we try to die our deaths as well. So, thank you everyone for being part of this celebration. Thank you for commemorating one of my greatest and most wonderful predecessors. And I'm also grateful to the person who's taking the place of Alf H. this afternoon, rather than myself. Before we have a look around and mingle a bit and then go to worship together, I'd just like to say a prayer after this pilgrimage has ended. So let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, you walked with your friends and disciples on the road to Emmaus. You walk with us day by day. You walk with us in times of joy and in times of suffering. And you show us how to walk alongside those who need love and those who need help. As we thank you for the example of the saints who have served you throughout the ages, we pray that we may have the courage and the faithfulness to walk alongside the poor, the sick and the suffering in our pilgrimage with you, so that at last our journey may lead us to be with you in heaven forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.